The lower middle classes, the people who have just enough to fear losing it, are the electoral shock troops of fascism. Richard Hofstadter identified this status anxiety as the source of progressivism's quasi-fascist nature. Populist appeals to resentment against fat cats, international bankers, economic royalists, and so on, are the stock and trade of fascist demagogues. Hitler and Mussolini were surely more demagogic than FDR, but Roosevelt fully understood the magic of such appeals. He saw nothing wrong with ascribing evil motives to those who didn't support him, and he certainly relished his role as the well-born tribune of the little guy. Obviously, this wasn't all a cynical act. FDR did care about the little guy, the worker, and the like, but so did Hitler. Indeed, there is a mounting body of scholarship showing that Hitler's New Deal, David Schoenbaum's phrase, was not only similar to FDR's, but in fact more generous and more successful. Germany prospered under Hitler according to the most basic indicators. The birth rate increased 50% from 1932 to 1936. Marriages increased until Germany led Europe in 1938 to 39. Suicide plummeted by 80% from 1932 to 1939. A recent book by the German historian Goetz Ely calls Hitler the feel-good dictator because he was so successful in restoring German confidence. When Hitler became chancellor, he focused like a laser on the economy, ending unemployment far faster than FDR. When asked by the New York Times if his first priority was jobs, Hitler boisterously responded, "Holy! I am thinking first of those in Germany who are in despair and who have been in despair for 3 years. What does anything else matter?" Hitler said he was a great admirer of Henry Ford, though he didn't mention Ford's virulent anti-Semitism. What appealed to Hitler about Ford was that he produces for the masses. That little car of his had done more than anything else to destroy class differences. Mussolini and Hitler also felt that they were doing things along similar lines to FDR. Indeed, they celebrated the New Deal as a kindred effort. The German press was particularly lavish in its praise for FDR. In 1934, the Völkischer Beobachter, the Nazi Party's official newspaper, described Roosevelt as a man of irreproachable, extremely responsible character, an immovable will, and a warm-hearted leader of the people with a profound understanding of social needs. The paper emphasized that Roosevelt, through his New Deal, had eliminated the uninhibited frenzy of market speculation of the previous decade by adopting national socialist strains of thought in his economic and social policies. After his first year in office, Hitler sent FDR a private letter congratulating his heroic efforts in the interests of the American people. The president's successful battle against economic distress is being followed by the entire German people with interest and admiration.